Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Say, blessed is the man. Where's my note? Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel. That means the ungodly has counsels. There are the people in your office who will be telling you, you know what, I've been there, you know, let me just tell you what I need to do. But you know that this man is an ungodly man. This man does not have the fear of God in him. This message is titled, The Tree by the River. The Tree by the River. Pastor David, I hope you are getting blessed too. I looked at the strong concordance in my Bible. The word ungodly means wicked. The counsels of the wicked. It means criminal. He is wearing suit and tie. He's wearing everything. He's dressing well. But she's telling you that only God knows who your real husband is. You don't worry. You can be a second wife. Blessed is the man or the woman that will not walk in the counsel of the criminal. There are many criminals in suit. They have not, EFCC has not caught up with them, but they are in the spirit realm. They have been tagged, arrested, prosecuted as criminals. I'm just preaching the Bible. It's not big, big revelation, but look at it. God said that man is blessed. This man is Satan's voice to you. The counsels of the ungodly is the voice of Satan to you. Satan will not come down. It is the ungodly that will tell you not to take bold steps. Don't take a risk. Okay, what has ever moved forward without taking risk in this life? I prayed, God told me she's my wife. Or I married the person I like. No be risk, all of us take. Who knows the one that will survive? Hey! God revealed to me in a vision. I saw 75 angels. They came down and all of them wrote a name. Abigail. You didn't ask that this Abigail, maybe it's for something else. So you came down and said you saw your wife. Maybe they wanted to tell you, is this Abigail that will kill you? You didn't wait to hear the message. He said 75. They were glorious. They were singing. Hey, Farabale, you need to be calm to hear the message. Not that Mary will see angel. Oh, thou favor, she fall down there. No, don't fall down this year. Wait and at least hear what the angel wants to say first. The instructions of the spirit. Hear it before you fall. Are you blessed? Say after me, this is my year of covenant establishment. You will be established too. And we will all be established. Counsels are powerful. Because many times they come from experienced people. They come from experienced people. People who know, they have been there. It takes the counsel of a righteous man to tell you that even though you may be going through a challenge in your business, don't give up. So an ungodly man may tell you that leave the business, it's not your line. Who told you? Don't you know that before David will become king, he will deal with familiar spirits and he will deal with Goliath. And after that, he will become a fugitive. No, wanted by every man. But Samuel did not tell him that one. So I don't know. This prophet said they're always lying. If they tell you that you will not have a home, you will not be able to sleep for 20-something years, will you take the prophecy? I mean, look for another king. Go and check any man great, used by God in scripture. See what God made them pass through. But now, look at the name God gave them after that thing. Years after, we are still mentioning those names. Many of us are just looking for fleeting experience. We are looking for something that we can enjoy now. Then the world can go to blazes after them. What do you want? What exactly do you want? If God says, I'm calling you to the ministry, are you willing to wait 10 years before you see result? Are you willing to pray for sick people? For 5 years, nobody got healed, and you continue praying, and you are telling them, I have healing anointing now. I have, when I pray for you, God will touch you. But people you pray for, they are dying. The cancer of the ungodly, they are very dangerous. Because they usually come from what? Experienced people. Also, these ungodly people, they have results. When they are talking to you, they know what they are saying. Oh. They have results. They are not my people. They have results. I say, when I was in San Francisco, I remember I met with Professor Watson. The way they are even talking, all the people they are mentioning, you are already weak. Dr. Frankenstein, yeah, the vampire, yeah. You are like, ah. But we have not even started. Now, this one is, I represented a paper, one of my lecturers like that, when he wants to humble us. Say, I remember when I presented a paper in Hiroshima. For Hiroshima. And you must not laugh. One day the man look at me, say, you strike me as somebody that is not serious. My result was the best in the class. So in my mind, I say, so what's the hope of all these people? Me, your best student. I'm not serious. I got 73, I'll be 74, best result. Say, I'm having an opinion about you. I say, I'm sorry, sir. What was my crime? I asked for advice. Sir, I've been doing this research, I'm stuck. Hey, look at me. Where have you gone to? I told him four places. He asked, have you gone to the main library? I said, you say you're not serious. If you go to the main library, dust has covered all the books there. Nobody's reading it again. Even the lecturers don't go there. Can you imagine? A world-class university without a standard digitized library. Standard digitized library. You think it's cool you went to in Nigeria? I'm not joking. If you want to be outstanding in a country like this, you have to put in extra work. Not that cram, la cram, la poor, that we do just cram, poor in the exam, cram again, poor. That's why you don't remember anything. You even forget your name. The only thing you remember is your matric number. 1990-10-307-34-49. I'm going to graduate. I don't remember again. Even me, I can't remember my matric number. I don't graduate. One day, the man came into the exam hall. Say, sign this thing. I now looked at the paper. He said, you don't even know your matric number. I said, oh, guy, I need to make money. This one is not money. The man looked at me. I'm his best today. He doesn't know what to do with me again. When I graduated, so I went to his office. I said, sir, thank you for everything. He said, no. He shook my hand. I have survived you. Till next time, when I come back for PhD. When you are dealing with somebody in the office, or you are talking to somebody about maybe you want to go into a relationship, you just want to get the advice, the first question you should answer, what is the status of this person before God? Because he will speak after the spirit in him. Is he one of those that they call ungodly? Nobody will tell you that he's ungodly. So you have to look at the fruit coming from his life. Maybe one of those days you're in the office, you are just working, and you just him is just singing. He's just going, You say, ungodly, ungodly, ungodly. It's not that day you will know. You have to look at history, look at his past. Or you just him is just going, dangerous, dangerous. Mark him. You can't get cancer from this one. He has results, he has evidence. But that cancer will destroy you because he has already achieved. But he wants to sow the seed of ungodliness in your foundation. So you have to be careful. God says, if you do not walk after their counsels, he says, you are blessed. You will be a fool for some time. He said, but you are blessed. To be blessed means that there is nothing contaminating your foundation. That means eventually when God is now ready to move you, they will not need to be breaking down foundation again. You won't need to be praying foundation prayer because the foundation is okay. So you may have problem at the window level. It's only that window level you will fix. You may have problem with the roofing sheet. It's only that one you will touch. But if you have problem with foundation, the whole house is coming down. You want to marry a man that doesn't have a pastor. You say you like him, he's lovely. Or a man that only attends special program. Huh? Conference, he attends conference, believers conference. You are playing with fire. A man that nobody can call and correct. He's a man of himself. An island. It's not by force we should marry. So, we are friends. These are counsels for 2022. You have to be strict on it so that you will know who really is your friend. You have to be strict on it. Nobody will enforce it for you. This is how you come into my house, you move your slippers at the gate. That's how I want it. If I come to your house, if you like, tell me to wear my shoe. My own principle is still my own principle. When you come to my house, you remove your slippers at the gate because you are not the one sweeping it. You have to be clear about what you will take. Don't call me and discuss about my boss. I don't want to hear. Because they are the same people that will go and report you and say, she said this. They won't say, mention that they were the ones who started that discussion. And your boss will not call you. He will be looking at you from afar. You will not notice you start having issues with him. Even though you may be right. That thing you said may be right, too. But you will not escape. Don't take counsels from ungodly. The only way you will know is to pick your Bible and read. Counsels from the ungodly can also be imitating what is wrong. You are not even aware you are already being influenced, but you just notice you like this particular musician and you are already being influenced. Do you notice that when you watch a particular video clip, before you know it, you start dancing the same thing? It's the way it is. It is what it is. Look at Job 38 verse 2. Job 38 2, quickly. Job 38 2. I'll just read this one quickly on counsels and then I move on. Who is this that darkeneth what? Counsels with what? With words. How does the enemy darken counsel? With words. It looks like advice. It looks like they are trying to reason with you. The way the devil contaminates the spirit of God and your foundation, your spirit, your soul, is through words. Words without knowledge. They are saying things, but there's no divine input. There's no divine validation. There's no divine knowledge. Yet they are saying something. Say, who is this? God is asking. He said, this kind of man is a dangerous man. The man that talks to you till it can turn your mind into another direction. Change your course. Who is this that darkens counsel with words? Don't let anybody push you. I will think about it. It's a standard answer. Let me pray about it. It's a standard answer. Once they start saying, give me answer now, there's a trap there. Give me answer now. I'm leaving for the US. Tell me if you are doing now or not. I'm not doing. Go. I'm not doing. Go. Because if I marry you, we will both have say in the family. We have not entered the marriage. You are already taking my choice away from me. I beg, I'm not doing go. Maybe you left San Francisco. You didn't see woman. You came here. You are still telling me, Oga, San Francisco is not the gateway to heaven. Go. Sometimes when you keep quiet in a relationship, and I'm speaking to sisters, and the guy doesn't really know that you have a mind of your own, then you get married, they'll say you are rebellious. When the guy comes, we don't talk on the phone. Oga, I'm also very busy. You understand? I have a job. I don't talk 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'll call you when I'm on break. We can't do... I have a refined approach to work. So if we are going to be together, you need to understand that. I'm still going to do a master's. I still want to do a PhD. I want to do a course in data analytics. So please, all this love, let it pack well. You understand? I love you, but not like I will live my life and be pursuing you. Let him now say, this one shall cry too much. Yes. Let him go and tell people outside that, hey, I'm an idiot too. Can you believe the woman I want to marry? She's very serious. That's the meaning of what he... If he cannot celebrate the fact that you are a person, you are a woman of yourself, and you have a vision, please, even if God says, yeah, don't marry him. Because it's not God you are hearing. That you are serious. You know where your life is going. That you God called you to be a minister of the gospel. Tell him. If he doesn't like it, let's not... You are my friend. I'll be praying for you. Save yourself distress. Most people enter into a problem because of ungodly counsels that look like advice. Come on, say, I hear you. Don't worry, this message is very short. I think people are enjoying it. You can see it's very, very simple, very blessed, simple. See the way we're all laughing. But this thing has destroyed lives. May you not be in a situation where you have nobody that can tell you the truth to your face. Hey, majolo, you are just bouncing. It's a dangerous prayer. I'm telling you, may you not be in a place where everybody will be deceiving because they want to get rid of you. Listen, when you get married, you get to a level, nobody is talking beauty again. They will not, it's me that will tell you, nobody will tell you. People will be lying to you. When you get, it's when we are campaigning. She's fine. Don't worry. After 3 children, we are talking about vision. How are we going to make this family better? Is it Canada? Is it San Francisco? What do we have? Okay, your wife said, okay, we need 2 million. I'll give you 750. Is that not a correct person? You can't push her by the side. One girl is now coming here and say, I beg. I know they use my wife play. Now, girlfriend, boyfriend, I really do. I know they use my wife play. You try it, you are out. There are men like that. They love you, but they don't play with their wives. Because the woman is correct. Nobody likes a liability. You want to do things in the house. Your wife is, she will drop the money for food. She will pay rent. She will do it. You now go with your pot belly. You are an ungodly person. You are an ungodly person. I don't know why, Pastor. I don't know why I'm praying. I don't know why things are not. I know why things are not working. But if I tell you, you will not believe. You don't have drive. You are staying with somebody. You will use the person's tissue paper. You will use the person's roll-on. You will use the person's perfume. Are you possessed? Must you use perfume? This love for free things will not let you go anywhere. This love for free things, you like free things. The reason why your certificate, you didn't bother about the convocation, you've not even, because you know yourself, no, say the certificate, you just got it, you didn't suffer for it. my mechanic or my rewire in Victoria Island, James, anytime I'm there, the boys will be doing something. He's a Muslim guy. He has one pankere, and he told all of them to scrape their head. All those boys that are learning work, you just see him. Flog their head. I say, Kazim. He say, no, flog their head. Yeah, all of them stand. Yes, sir. I say, are you sure? He said they will resume tomorrow. I say, I'm a pastor. I can't try it. You scrape people's head. Say they don't want to learn work. Flog their heads as if they're in that Quranic school. But it's just rewire work that they are learning. Say they are not serious. By the time that one does freedom, you will see the way we'll be dancing. It's not the freedom. It's what he has been delivered from. Then when he too now has his own apprentice, go, all of you, go and scrape your head. I'm not serious. You see this one, he wore jeans. You can't wear jeans here. Go and wear knicker. Want to learn this work? You will roll on the floor. Dress for your assignment. Don't confuse your status with your boss. If you are here to learn, dress like a student. Don't dress like you are the one that brought us here. Let me tell you, anybody can look down on you because of your height. Anybody can look down on you because of your skin color. Nobody can look down on you if there's something inside your head. Is it not the same Nigerians that leave this country, go to the US and they are bringing out terrible inventions? Then somebody sat on TV and said we should go to the farm. Don't worry, if you want to vote. And let me tell you what the Lord said. The Lord said the next president will be decided this year, not next year. They will be chosen this year, not next year. So if you are the one that you are waiting for to see which logo of party that we will use, the one we chose with parachute, that we are not even sure if it's the one or not, has told all of us to go to the farm. You hear that kind of thinking. You now know why the country is not moving forward. What have you done to secure the lives of people in that farm? By now, 6 years, 7 years, no system for mechanized farming. No, nothing. Whether from local government, state government, nobody is saying anything. It's security vote they are looking for. So, we have not gotten to our final bus stop. Huh? So keep praying. I'm going to get your voter's card. Vote idiots out. Huh? In my house, the government doesn't do anything for me. I provide my own power. I provide my water, the borehole there. If it spoils, nobody comes. It's we that contribute. So the government is not doing anything for me. We pay for security. So what kind of country is that? Somebody that is dull here, we go to UK and it's as if the brain will wake up. All the demons can't stop him again. All the demons can't hold him back. But here he looks like he's possessed. My colleague left my office after many years of working as a manager, did not buy one plot of land in Lagos, got to Canada, under 1 year was already paying for his own house. They are not following God here. They love homosexuality. Say I should go to farm. Don't follow such ungodly counsels. That's an ungodly counsel. When somebody wants to take you back to what you've left, and he's trying to make it sound nice. If I wanted to marry, I would have married. Whatever did not make me marry someone like you 3 years ago, why is it now? I'll go back to it. You waited all this while to marry so that God will give you a believer. You are after 3 years. Let's just see how it goes. God punish them. A lot of the prayer issues are not prayer issues. We just have to face the fact. You need to ask yourself one question. If I have no father, no mother, I'm alone in this world, how will I survive? Before you carry your bag and run away to your village, remember that there are people like you paying rent here. And they also came the same time you came. So what's your excuse? Somebody has a car, a small car. Say, Pastor, I don't know what's going on in my life. Nothing is working. I say, do you know what they call Uber? Do you know Bolt? Say, yes. Why are you not doing Bolt? I thought about it. I say, you are stupid. Something is wrong with you. Actually, I don't have driver's license. Oh, is it Pastor that will give you money for driver's license? Please get out. Get out. I don't want to see you. You don't know. Stay away from ungodly counsels. If you tell me something and I'm just laughing, beg me to tell you the truth. Give me my verse. Let me just close this book because I've not entered this message, but it seems that we must deal with this issue. Give me verse 2. The Bible says that this man, go back to verse 1. Not only does he ignore the counsel of the ungodly, he does not stand in the way of sinners. Do you know what it means to stand in the way of sinners? You are not planning to commit sin, but you hang around. You hang around. You are not like you want to sin, end of year party, but you went there. You know they are going to take a cohort, but you went to stay there. You stand in the way. Not that you are a sinner, you just stand on the way. Why can't you take a stand? This is who I want to be. So that if you have a problem, God can know how to help you. God says that, look, the man that does not stand, because if you stand in the way of sinners, you will encounter iniquity. There's only one thing they sell on that road, is sin. You are not in the office over the weekend. They say, oh, some people came, there's one allowance, you collected it. Meanwhile, you know you are not supposed to collect that money. Hey, we've already debited the account. I beg, credit it back. I don't want. But you are thinking, this one is good for transport fare for the week. Is it your money? My boss came. The phone was ringing. Tell her I'm not around. Tell her. She's always stressing me. I say, I should tell her that you said you are not around. Say, I don't like it. If I would not be talking to you, you are my assistant. You should be able to cover for me. I said, okay, I should just lie, Abby. I will lie. I can lie. It's lie, Abby. He looked at me. I picked the call. Hello, good afternoon. You want to speak to... I say, he's here. Since you want me to lie, pick the call. I'm going. I pick the call, put it on speaker, be talking. I don't like what you are doing. We are working as a team. I say, I should lie. There is difference between wisdom and lying. Don't stand in the way of sinners. You will likely find yourself compromising. And they may make it look like corporate iniquity. You know, it's not so bad. And because people don't really have so much cash flow. People need money. So sometimes, some of these things, you know, God will forgive us. Bring the money. God said, if you do not stand in the way of sinners, you are blessed. This is not about proclaiming a blessing. It's about living a blessed life. You want to live a blessed life? Go and follow Psalms chapter 1, the whole chapter. Look at the third thing there. You do not sit in the seat of scornful. This one is very powerful, but no time. What is she doing? It's because our God likes her. Why is her market moving? We are all here. We don't know what people are going to different places to collect things. I don't believe all those things, so. I only know myself. Meanwhile, now she go somewhere, go collect something. Scornful. Nobody is clean before them. Everybody is doing something. Nobody is smart. They despise everybody around them. And sometimes when you're observant, you will notice it because they do it in very quiet ways. scornful people. Come and join me while I'm eating. Don't worry, I'm fine. Scornful. Just be patient. You will see those things very quiet. Scornful. It's a seat. You know the sinner is a way. Scornful. Because you must have a partner. Seat of scornful. It's a seat. Once you sit there, to get up is very hard. Because you will start compromising from the very first minute. So what really happened to her? The guy left her. You know, some people just believe they are smart. This life is not like that. I knew she cannot make it. You know. How did you know? The seat of scornful. It's a very succulent seat. Once you sit down there, to get up is hard though. Because getting up means you will have to stand against everything you stood for on that seat. Scornful. What is she doing that nobody has seen before? You'll soon know. Scornful. Now, God said these people are blessed, but it is not in isolation. The moment you have chosen, are you hearing me clearly? The moment you have chosen not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, and you have decided in your heart that you will not stand in the way of sinners, and you have made a covenant with your heart that you will not sit in the seat of the scornful. God said there are some things you will have. Go to verse 2. Verse 2. Brother She, verse 2. Is it there? I can't see it here. Okay. But his delight is where? The word delight, very significant. What does delight mean? My excitement, my pleasure, my joy. Every time the word of God is being given, it is God's recipe for my success. So I am excited. I don't see God's word as a burden. The moment God says, this is how I want you to live your life, I am happy, because that is the marking scheme. You have seen the question and you have seen the marking scheme. You shouldn't fail again. You already know that no matter what you write in 1A, question 1A, it is 2 marks. But question 1B is 10 marks. So you won't spend too much time on question 1A. You can get 1 over 2 there. It doesn't matter. But 1B, you should not get less than maybe 6, 7, 8 marks. This is the marking scheme. You see, when I tell you that, pick your Bible and read, it's not for preaching. Just read, meditate. He said, his delight is in the law of the Lord. Okay, I have heard what you said, Pastor, but what is God saying? The issue of tithing and first fruit and all those things, for instance, Proverbs tells us, say, honor the Lord. It's not a doctrine as it were, as it is a subject of honor. It's like when you collect your salary, first salary, and you bring it to your parents. Do you understand? You honor them. It's not because they are going to, in fact, any parent that collects the money itself should be flogged. You understand? But you honor them, then they will pray for you. Huh? Some of them may just take something inside, but they pray for you. It's honor. Some people have been eating their tithe from their mother's womb. They have been eating. They can't remember any time that they didn't eat it. They've been eating it. Yet, the money is never enough. Or you don't notice. It's never enough. His delight is in the law. What does God say about my money? Find it out. Ha! Okbeo, thank God. David said, I rejoice. Not David. Is it David or Isaiah? I rejoice at, it's 119 or so. I think I have it somewhere here. Psalm 119 exactly. Verse 162. Verse 162. Psalm 119, verses 162. I rejoice at thy word as one that found what? Great spoil. Do you know what great spoil is? You don't know. Let me explain. Great spoil is as you are going home now. You now get to the front of your house. You now find a Ghana must go bag filled with packets of pounds. Not dollars or pounds. Then you open it. You now see a letter there from me to you with love. They now put your name. That means it's your money. So what do you do first? Say amen.
Amen.
Now what do you do first? You first look around. You know, you have never been observant, but that day you'll be observant. Like, you know, you don't like carrying anything. Even the bucket of water, you tell, please help me carry this bucket of water. But this one, only you must carry it. Oh. Nobody must know what is inside that bag. So the people see like you are struggling. Say, let us help. Say, don't worry. Mama Preshi, I'm okay, don't worry. Say, Mama Preshi, don't worry. Shegu, auntie, say, don't worry. I like carrying things like this. Once you carry that thing into your house, the next thing you will do is to call the carpenter. Change the lock. Change the lock. That one that is auto jam, auto lock. Put it. Put two. Put three. Then you now get big padlock. That even if you want to break this padlock, everybody in the neighborhood will wake up. What are you looking for? Who are you? Not those ones that you can use one hand and break. Why? You found something. So now the demand to secure what you have found becomes important. This man said, every time I find out what God is saying about my situation in the word of God, I rejoice. That means the perfect response to receiving the word of God is praise. The perfect response when you receive the word of God is to respond in praise. That means you found it. That means you found it. If you squeeze your face, you didn't find it. If you are angry at the pastor, you didn't find it. Say, I rejoice. Wow! It's like going back to your friend and say, I found it. Say, I found the password. When you are trying, all of you that download all these cracked versions of softwares online, if you are you download till you get the one that is working, you call your friend, I found it. Some of you are not, you know, you believe the devil is so much against you. So when you graduate and you see your name on the graduating list, first degree, the way you'll be dancing, it's not because you passed. You have seen yourself that you will never be a graduate. But something happened and your name is on that list. You finally graduated. The way, even if it's 2-2, you are even happier than a first class. When they call you, see the way you'll be smiling. To collect that, give me a certificate before you change your mind. I beg. Because you can realize you are dreaming. Before you wake up and realize a dream, give me my certificate. And you do. Why is she excited? I rejoice. Listen to me. Until you treat God's word as a treasure to be found, there are certain things that will be locked away from you. You'll be reading it every day, but you will not see it. See, you may not like what I'm telling you, but when I pray for people and God hears from heaven, that thing that is called the power of answered prayer, may you know it. I can tell you 3, 4, 5 reasons why people I pray for, God does not hear. One of it is familiarity. Another reason is that some people are so used to that problem that even when they say pray, they are not really expecting the problem to go. They want the problem to go before they believe that the problem has gone. But somebody can come for the first time and sit down, and God will just pick him out. Be friendly, but don't be familiar. Go back to that scripture. Say his desire. No, verse 2. His delight is in the law of his God. So that means this year, we are going to read the scriptures. Say amen. Amen. We are going to read because now, password. Before you pray, open the book. The book is equivalent to the oracle that herbalist will talk to and pour something on that thing. Because when you are confused, you go to the oracle. When you are confused, you go to the Bible. Father, as I look into your word this morning, let your word come like fresh bread from the heavens of heaven. Speak to me. Order my steps. He said, how shall a man cleanse his way? By taking it to your word. As I look into your word, Father, let my ways be cleansed. Order my steps. Let me see that which you are saying. Pray like a child of God. Don't pray quiet time prayers. Pray like a responsible person. You can even pray your language. We are going to have one service in this church this year. If you cannot pray in your language, you will not come for that service. We will block you at the gate. You will pray your language. And to enter, you will say something in your language that we will be sure that you can pray. If I hear in Jesus' name we have prayed, my bodyguards will just carry you and throw you out. You do your service outside. You pray in Yoruba, you pray in Igbo, you pray in Efik, you pray in Ishekiri. Let God be say, we say, Baba, we are here. Come and answer us. If you are even Yoruba, you will speak your dialect in Ekiti. Say, Pastor, I understand. You will not enter this church that day. And you must still give offering. He says, and in the law of God does he what? Meditate. How many times? So what is the requirement of heaven for meditation? Can you see why it's not working? This is what God said we should be doing. He didn't ask you if you are working in the bank. He said, this is, if you want the seed to grow, you must meditate day and night. Don't just meditate about your business. Meditate about the word. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You must keep speaking it. But you shall meditate where? Therein, how many times? Day and night. If you don't do that, the power to observe will not be given. The power to observe. You must be thinking about something long enough for the power of that thing to enter into you. Day and night. There are people that don't, they come for service, they don't download, they don't listen. We are there. I listen to my own messages. I listen, because I don't want to perish. Me will first son. I don't want to be destroyed. There are people that I know or that I meet, and God will tell me, if you keep talking, you will be destroyed. God will tell me. There are people God cannot tell that kind of thing. Say, if you keep talking to this person, you will be destroyed. You know, that this word destroyed is a strong word. It's not like you will be weak. Say, you will be destroyed. Lift up your hand. Say, God, talk to me like that. What? There are people here, God is afraid of talking to them because they overslide. Let's be petting her. You know, she's still a baby. Dangerous. Give me that scripture, the one we are reading. Psalm 1, verse 2. Are you getting blessed? This is a very standard Thanksgiving message. Very standard. Meditate day and night. Verse 3. Let's round up on verse 3. The man that does verse 2 every day. God says he will be like a tree. That's planted by what? How many rivers? One river. One river. Multiple rivers. Rivers of wisdom. Rivers of resources. Rivers of favor. Rivers of quality relationship. Rivers of skill. It will be planted. Rivers of revelation. It will be like a man planted in the midst like this. In the midst of water. He will bring forth his fruit when? In his season. Whatever is going on in the other compound, it's not his business again. I said, Isaac sowed in the land and he reaped a hundredfold. It doesn't matter what is happening. He said that even though there were many widows in Israel, Elijah was not sent to any, but the widow of Zarephath. She was not an Israeli. Others were dying. There is something that can happen to your life, that can happen to your destiny. You will be living by a separate economy. You will be living people. You will not be able to tell people why you are so blessed, because they won't believe. Say this man that meditates on the word of God. Do you know what it means? When Jesus says, he who listens to my word and practices it is like a man, a building, a foundation set upon the rock. Then when the floods came and the storms came, they hit against it, but they could not bring it down. Then you carry that one in your head. Oh, that's morning, no, daily meditation, day meditation. So you are on your computer. You have that thing, scripture in your head somewhere. That the man who finds the word of God and practices it is like a man that set his foundation on the rock. When you build a house, do you see the foundation after it? Nobody sees foundation. It is the storm and trial that will tell us who has foundation. So everybody will face storm and trial, but some will not survive. Hey, I've been serving God all these years. Ah, no foundation, no foundation, no foundation. I'm a tighter. Why is something? Hey, no foundation, no foundation. Yeah, arrest him. No foundation, no foundation, no foundation, no foundation. You are engaged to a lady in the choir. It doesn't matter, you know. We can have sex, but not every time. No foundation. No foundation. No foundation. No, arrest her. Arrest her. Arrest her. No foundation. No foundation. It is trials and storm that will tell you what is inside that ground. You pray from today to tomorrow, you will not see it. It is trials and situation of life that will tell you the storm, the foundation that everybody is carrying. You lie down, you meditate. In the night, you carry your... Sometimes it may not even be like you are reading the Bible. Maybe you are listening to a message. You understand? Go and delete all those Davido and his disciples. Don't keep such rubbish on your phone. They are there to poison your soul. They are following the instruction of their master. You follow the instruction of your own master. This message that I'm preaching that I don't like is the one you need. Because the medicine that will make you well must be bitter. This year, I will not crack joke with dangerous messages again. I'll just give it to you. Bam! And I'll carry my face. See, I hear you. So God is telling us, go back to verse 3. Let's round up. He said this man is like a river planted. Do you see the word planting there is significant? Planted. That to plant is a deliberate thing. That man is not a weed. He was planted. It's a seed. It was intentional. When God saw his attitude, God planted him. When God saw his response, I will rather fail on the side of God than to be right before men. This one is a candidate, planter. And they will not plant you just anywhere. They will plant you where you'll be getting divine resources, assets. People will not know why you are doing well in your business. You are planted somewhere. It's not your wisdom. Something is happening in the spirit realm. You are by the river. He said that river, because you are planted there, whether rain fall or not, it doesn't matter. That river will not dry. In those days, when we just started church, there was one song we used to sing. One Igbo song like that. Where's Michael? He's praying. For what? Why are you singing it? Huh? The mic is not working well. The keyboard is not working and you are singing. Why didn't you remember the song before? You see, These Oyinbo people deceive us. So we need to go back to our local. Do you know that song? Oh, Simiriatata, you are the river that never runs dry. Oh, Simiriatata, in you I put my hope. Now, find the thing. We'll close the service with that one. Listen. He said, his feet, his leaves shall not wither. That's a promise. He said, his leaves shall not wither. God did not leave your God did not leave your prosperity and well-being to economic factors. He said, you will not wither. That's his own covenant towards you. Because you are planted. Listen, everything God wants to start with you, he will give you as a seed. After that, that seed must reproduce itself. That's why God doesn't go back to check if the sun will rise. He did the first one. After then, rise, set. Rise, set. Plant the first set of seeds. Trees grow. Birds fly. After the first set of birds, everyone must procreate. That's God's principle. It's called the seed principle. He gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. If you cannot tell this thing that God give you, what are you supposed to do with it? You go and cook rice. Maybe you're supposed to use that thing to be feeding your chicken so that you can have something to sell by Easter. You went to cook rice and eat. Instead of you to buy garri and be drinking. People cannot suffer for a short time. They are looking for somebody that they will marry that will end their suffering. Where? Tell me now. San Francisco. Let a man feel privileged that he married you. Let him meet you by the river. You know there are some women, if you marry them, even if you are cursed, you will start doing well. Oh, you may not know. Don't worry. There are some women like that too. Even if the wicked people in your village carry three pots on their head and say, as long as this pot, the fire is burning inside, you will not do well. You will marry some people, these women by the river. They will pour water inside everything. You begin to do. You marry me, you do well. Say you are just shouting, you this boy. You marry me, you do well. You are just shouting. I check you are very light. But if you marry me, you will do well. Better calm down. But for you to say that one, you must be by the river. And how you will know that you are the leaf that does not wither is that when difficult situations come, you will calm. There's no money in the economy. You just be smiling. Your source is from the river. It's not from your salary. Come on, say I hear that one. My source is from the river. It's from the river of the Holy Ghost. It's not from my salary. Say whatsoever. This man. Whatsoever. Pastor David, if he sells pure water, whatsoever, this man by the river, if he is a mechanic, whatsoever, if he works in a bank, whatsoever. Hey, Pastor, I want to know my ministry. Leave it. Stand by the river. Whatsoever, this man, this woman, this kind of man, do it, shall prosper. Find your way to the river. That's it. Osimiria, you are the river that never runs dry. Osimiria, in you I put.